Good evening and welcome to Around Cincinnati right here on WVXU. I'm Ron Esposito and it's a real pleasure to be with you this evening. We have Billy Larkin in the studio with us tonight and we're going to be talking about a great vocal event coming to the New Thought Unity Center in Walnut Hills on Saturday, May 31st at 7 p.m. Billy Larkin is a well-known name here in Cincinnati, a great pianist, very, very creative composer and rearranger of songs. Many of us heard Billy with Chris Dahlgren in the great group Akimi, and Billy has been working now for many years with the charismatic vocalist Eugene Goss in the group Triage, and of course, Billy's piano and synthesizer sounds are fantastic. Now, Billy Larkin is the music director at the New Thought Unity Center in Walnut Hills. Billy Larkin, welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Hey, Ron, thanks so much for having me.
Hey, why don't you tell us about what's happening with this concert coming to the New Thought Unity Center on Saturday, May 31 at 7:30 p.m. with singer Charles Holt.
Charles Holt is definitely somebody that I just met this past year. He is just an incredibly dynamic singer. He did a lot of Broadway productions. He's been Lion King. He was in Jesus Christ Superstar, Smokey Joe's Cafe. And he kind of moved from that into developing a lot of spiritual music.
Oh, okay.
And he's also going to be speaking at the center on the following Sunday, and as well as doing some songs then. But we decided if he was in town that we wanted to do a full-blown concert, kind of featuring all of his stuff from Broadway. It's called From Broadway to Beyond. And his original music plus stuff from Broadway. So I think it's going to be an amazing show. And what's going to make it even more incredible is the Triage, my band with Eugene Goss, is going to not only we're going to open up, do our own set of original music and rearrangements, as you put it, and then we'll be backing up Charles for the second half of the show.
Perhaps Eugene sing with Charles?
I think that's probably going to happen at some point, I think.
That should be pretty dynamic. Yeah. You know, you mentioned Charles's work on Broadway. You've written some stuff that you would like to see in a theatrical production, haven't you?
I actually have been working on a musical. It's pretty intense process, and I'm excited about it. It has a lot of complications, though, because of the subject matter that I chose.
Okay.
I was kind of tied up in some copyright issues and things like that. So
right.
we're kind of putting it all together and holding on to it and hoping that someday it's going to be able to be presented.
I love the title of the Charles Holt concert with Triage, From Broadway to Beyond. So what is Charles's music like? He's put out two recordings. His debut is I Am, and his latest release is called Rushing Over Me.
Like I said, he's moved into a kind of a spiritual realm mm-hmm. with some of these songs. And as I have also in the past 6 years been writing a lot into that area.
Right.
And his music is very smooth. It's kind of R&B, very sophisticated, a little gospel-y.
Yeah.
But it's very emotional. And I think he's going after some really root core things. He's also an author. He just finished a book about his dad and coming to grips with the emotional reconnection with his father.
Yeah, that book is entitled Between Me and Dad.
Yes, his two books available and two CDs will also be available for sale at the center when he's here. And if you have never been to the center, it's an amazing building.
Actually, you guys are going to do it in the sanctuary?
Yes.
That's a great sounding room. You know, you did mention Charles Holt's musical orientation. It seems that a lot of music that's come out of what we'll call the New Thought movement philosophically is not your grandma's old-time gospel music anymore, is it?
That's right. I think that's one of the most exciting things about this area for me as an artist and a composer is writing music that can affect people on a really strong emotional level. Also in a developmental way to maybe understand more about their relationship to the universe and how they fit in and feeling hope and really amazing emotions. And I love presenting it in this setting.
And that's what people want. They want to feel moved in an energetic connection, heart-wise, with the performer slash composer, the artist.
And I think that it's such a great honor to be working with Charles, because I would guarantee that there will be emotional responses to his music.
Yeah, sure. I'm gathering that vibe about Charles Holt, you know, because underlying his work is a message of healing, empowerment, and freedom.
And also, you're familiar with the Agape Center out in L.A.
Right, sure, Michael Beckwith's place.
Yeah, Michael Beckwith's place, and he has a wonderful quote. He says, "The voice of Charles Holt brings to my mind these words of the great Sufi teacher, Hazrat Inayat Khan." And he said, "The voice is not only indicative of a man's character, but it is the expression of his spirit. His voice will tell you how far he has evolved."
Hazrat Inayat Khan was a guy who wasn't playing around. He knew the transformative power in sound. You know, our Hindu friends call it Nada Yoga. Michael Beckwith giving that testimony, you know, really means something. Now, what's interesting when we talk about this new form of spiritual, conscious music, whatever we're going to call it, Beckwith's wife,
Ricky Byers.
Right.
She is an amazing composer. I use a lot of her material at the center.
Yeah. I mean, she's become quite a go-to composer for people associated with New Thought philosophy, like the New Thought Unity Center. So, you know, there's a little bit of that smooth R&B thing. There's some hip jazz chord inversions. But, man, there is the for real testifying.
That's right.
Well, Billy Larkin, it's been really great having you here with us tonight, talking about the concert with Charles Holt and the group Triage, coming to the New Thought Unity Center on Saturday, May 31st at 7:30 p.m. More information about tickets, location, can be had on the WVXU website at wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Ron Esposito. Have a good night.